Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
It is time for another embargoed episode of the N4G Radio. And with us this week, we have back Gambus Khan.
Greetings, programs.
Yes. He has returned, and he's standing outside of a shower door with his hands pressed up against it with the steam flowing.
I'm so scared. Yes.
Lots of steam.
Alright, I know I really am scared.
I would be. I really don't know why you weren't scared before. But also with us, we have the Wombat.
Hi!
Hey, everybody!
You know, what's funny is I used to work with a guy that actually talked like that.
Dude, I couldn't
live talk like this. Hi, everybody!
That's not like the football player who used to take a dump really hard and do it.
No. This guy I worked with at Walmart. He was like a cart guy. He had arms that were like all the way down to his shins.
Hi guys, how's it going today?
Well, dude, if he had arms all the way down to his shins, he was really good at getting cart.
He was fantastic at getting cart
and climbing trees and eating bananas, apparently,
and getting stuff off the top shelf. He was like really awesome at getting stuff off the top shelf.
Oh yes, that's awesome.
Just this
little
like,
ladies must have loved the shit out of him.
Well, he was like this, you know, 58-year-old white dude with gray hair and glasses, and he just walked around with his big long chimp arms and grab stuff off the top shelf.
Hi, guys. I'll see you later.
At least he's in high spirits.
This is true, yes. But now I have a picture of him in my head, and it's really creepy. But also with us, we have the Frustrated Fury.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, guys.
I'm actually kind of tired.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I got home at 7 o'clock this morning from work. And tried to sleep, and now I'm here.
Welcome. Hopefully you don't fall asleep, because I will edit that out.
Oh, I know. It's comedy gold, though.
I've been on a podcast with Drew before when he's fallen asleep.
Everybody has. My God.
I have not, so.
Yeah, I don't think I have either, so.
That's true. I haven't fallen asleep on this one yet.
That's because it's so much better.
That's because we actually do it at a decent time and not 9 o'clock at night.
Well, this is true.
Speak for yourself.
And yeah. Speaking of, we also have John W.
Hello.
From the future.
We'll call him Jaded John from now on.
Meh.
Well, if you lived in America, John, I could help you more. Sorry.
I want to go to Los Angeles.
But also, finally with us, we have Mr. Futa.
Hello.
Futa. I'm going to call you Futon. Is that okay?
Futon? All right, that's cool. You can lay down on me. Wait a minute.
Oh.
No. Gambus is already there.
And Gambus's journey is now over. He is finished. But it's time for him to get started on something else. It's time for your fondling.
Excellent. Over the past couple weeks, I've played a lot of iPhone games. I'll tell you what, man. And not just free games. I bought some games too. I played some more Groove Coaster because I really love that game. I played it on the higher difficulty, and because I beat all the levels on easy, and now I'm playing it on normal. It's freaking tough, man. It's really tough. But another game I downloaded, I downloaded a The Sega Genesis port of Phantasy Star 2, which is a pretty cool role-playing game, and it's really well emulated. My only gripe about it is that the D-pad is really clunky. It's kind of weird to explain, but like in the very very beginning of the game, when I had to type in my main character's name, it was really difficult to actually get to the letter I wanted to, because it actually mimicked the Sega Genesis D-pad, which means that it's not a four-way directional, it's an eight-way directional. So it had almost the touchscreen analog stick set up, which when you're trying to type letters that way, it's horrendously time-consuming.
Well, it's good to know that they play-tested it.
Yeah, yeah. And if you want to, like, pick some of the strategies, like magic and stuff like that, or items, it doesn't respond as well as if you had a controller. So that was actually disappointing. Even though the emulation was good, the execution of the controls was not good. So I don't... I think I paid like a dollar for it, so I mean it's not too bad. However, I did play a role playing game that I'm really happy to have purchased, and that is Guardian Saga. Simply put, it is essentially another company's version of the original Dragon Warrior game. It's very, very similar. Even uses some of the exact same sound effects. The graphics look very close to the original Dragon Warrior. I think it's either $1 or $2, but it's worth it. It's really good. I mean, if you're a fan of the original Dragon Warrior, it's a great game.
Let me ask you, in the tradition of the original Dragon Warrior, when you were playing it, did you name your character something like Poop Face or something like that?
No, I just
that,
named
that him. That was 90% of the fun of the original Dragon Warrior, so that everybody in town, when they came up to you, was like, "Help us, Poop Face." Something along the lines of, "Go now, Poop Face, and save the world," or whatever the heck the king says at the beginning. That was half the funny of the original game. Just naming your character something stupid.
Yep.
Apparently nobody thought that but me, so I'm going to go ahead and shut up now. You go ahead and finish.
No, I always do that. I always name my character, if I have to change like in Persona or something like that, I always name him one of the Wahlberg brothers.
Nice. Well, we had fun when we played Jade Empire.
That's true. For
Game Club. Let's see, I named my guy Flaming Mara or something like that after the Persona demon that looks like a giant dick chariot.
That's true.
Cool.
Dick chariot.
A dick chariot?
Yeah, look up, if you
no,
get a chance.
No, I'm not going
Google,
to Google dick chariot.
Google Mara Persona, like Mara Persona 3, and you'll see an image of this thing that looks like a giant penis chariot.
Cool.
Anyway,
another game that I downloaded was Mirror's Edge for the iPhone, and it's really good. It's kind of crazy because it actually it's all swipe based. You swipe forward to run, you swipe up to jump. If you jump and then have to run along the side of a billboard or something, you actually do a double swipe up. It's
double
pretty
swipe.
Intuitive. And like if you jump off of a building, land on another building that's like a dramatic like height difference, you actually have to swipe downward in order to do a barrel roll when you hit the other surface. And it continues your your momentum.
So hang on. So when you're going to jump something, you have to swipe up. And when you're going to sort of crouch under or slide under something, you have to swipe down. Is that right?
Yes.
Yo, Fitty, hit that big-ass ramp.
They've been thinking this through, ain't they?
It's, I'll say this. It controls better than what I was thinking it would. It's pretty good. Graphics are really nice. Of course, it's got the same one track of music that the pretty much the original had.
Still alive.
Yep, still alive. I love it though. It's a really good music track. But yeah, that's Mirror's Edge. Also downloaded a really quirky game called Baby Monkey.
Is that like off the YouTube video with the baby monkey on the back of the pig?
Yes, it's a game based on the YouTube video. Have all of you seen this video or heard of it?
No.
It's,
you're missing out.
It's got a song.
Somehow I don't think so.
It's got a song that once you hear it, you won't be able to get it out of your head. I mean,
best not hear it then.
Yeah, let's not.
Jesus.
Dude, he's not going to do what I think he's going to do.
Don't you dare turn it on.
Riding on a big baby monkey. Baby monkey. Baby monkey. Backwards on a big baby monkey.
The world has gone insane. So is he really working with you guys?
Yeah, that's not really stuck in my head, sorry.
Baby monkey.
Well, the song plays continuously as you're playing the game.
Oh, then I would never play that game because that's terrible.
Yeah, it's a cute game though. I thought it was funny. Another game that I downloaded that is fantastic is a game called Tower Defense Lost Earth. And this is a futuristic tower defense game. It's got an aesthetic that's, I would probably say, is similar to like the Terran forces of StarCraft. The graphics are really, really good. Lots of detail crammed into really small animated sprites. So I can see this game looking beautiful on like the iPhone 4 Retina screen where it has the 300 by square inch pixel resolution. You can tell that this game was kind of tailored for that type of phone, and it's got a really good presentation. The graphics are really cool. Artwork's really cool. Gameplay is also very, very solid. One of the best, if not the best, tower defense games I've ever played, right up there with Pixel Junk Monster. And it's a really great game for the iPhone. And lastly, but not least, for the iPhone, I played a little bit more of an expensive game and a little bit more of a larger in terms of memory game, most definitely, Infinity Blade. Have any of you played Infinity Blade?
No. My iPhone won't run it.
I've played it, yeah.
I've heard of it. And seen
it.
It's the reason why Shadow Complex 2 didn't get made.
Yep.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. Well, it's made by the same developers, obviously, as Shadow Complex. This game pushes the iPhone more than any other game I've ever seen by a long shot.
Does it push it to the limit?
Yes, it does.
Have you seen or loaded up Rage HD yet? Because that looks just as good.
Yeah, I have. It's an on-rail shooter.
Actually, I haven't tried that out yet.
Yeah, it's free right now.
Sweet. But, yeah, I'm going to have to download that real quick. Infinity Blade is really awesome, but at the same time, it's kind of arcadey. It's like if you can imagine a real arcadey version of imagine a game that has the aesthetic of Demon's Souls and has about the same level of graphical power as Demon's Souls on the iPhone, but when you encounter an enemy, which you only encounter one enemy at a time, it sort of plays like Punch-Out. You can block and you can sway from side to side and then you can attack. And, you know, when you attack, you actually swipe, and you can swipe upwards or you can swipe side to side. And, you know, your sword attacks are identical to your finger swipes, or you can press the shield, and you can block, or you can press the left and right arrows, and you can sway from side to side. This game is really cool. I mean, even though the gameplay is kind of simple, it actually has a depth to it because each time you defeat an enemy, you get experience points and gold. So it kind of has RPG elements to it, and you can actually level up and. Like, it increases. You can customize the way that you level up. You can increase your hit points. You can increase your attack, your shield power, your magic, because you can even do magic spells in the game by actually drawing magical glyphs on the screen. This game is really cool. And another thing that's interesting about it is that you're traversing. Like a castle. And basically, the beginning of the game, your father gets killed by the main bad guy of the game. And then it takes place 19 years later, and it's your father's descendant, the son, grows up to be the next warrior. And every time you die in this game, it starts over again, but you still have the same powers, the same levels, the same armor that you did when you died, but you start over at the very beginning of the game, but it says 19 years later, and you're the next son. So it's actually, each life is literally, you're a different person, but with all the same strength and powers. And you're traversing this castle, and you can actually go through different paths. It's kind of like almost like a choose your own adventure, the way that you traverse this castle. So you can go underneath the castle, which is actually a little bit easier than actually going into the castle. So I'm thinking that like going under the castle would be kind of like an easy difficulty. And going into the castle through the front door will be like medium and hard difficulty. And every time you play it, it's not necessarily the same characters. They mix it up as well. And it's just really cool. It's simplistic to play, but it definitely has a addiction factor to it. I want to fight one more character, one more guy, you know, because each fight is kind of like its own little battle. And I actually made it to the main bad guy, and he just completely demolished me like I was nothing. So basically, the gist of the game is you're basically building up experience points, buying new armor. you know, building everything up and taking different routes through the castle, going to more difficult areas, so that you can get even more experience points to where you will eventually be powerful enough to face the main villain. And, it's good. It's really good. I like it. But, the last game I played this week is pretty much the only console system game that I've played, and that is El Shaddai. And it's really, it's an unsung masterpiece. And I think it's cool that it's getting lots of really good reviews, and I agree with the good reviews, but of course, you know, you have you have jerks out there that like to give fives, you know, 5 out of 10, you know, to games.
Like Fruit Ninja?
Hey.
Sorry.
But who else has played El Shaddai this week?
Just me.
Cool, you want to talk about it right here and now?
Sure, I can talk about it if you'd like.
Sweet. So, what's your impression of this game?
Well, so far, I love it. Other than the fact that apparently there's a little glitch that once you get a certain achievement, every time you kill an enemy after that achievement, the game goes to a black screen and loads for a second.
The fuck?
Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's the same problem as the Mortal Kombat Fatality achievement.
So, I take it they're going to be patching this soon.
Yeah, right.
Well, I would hope so.
I wouldn't count on a patch for this game.
Really?
No.
You think the PS3 having the same problem?
I don't know. I haven't heard anybody complain about it on the PS3.
Really? So, do you know which achievement it is?
It's for killing 50 of something.
Really? So, in other words, it's probably easy to get this achievement.
Yes, I got it on Chapter 4, I think.
So is the glitch affecting you?
It's not making me happy, because now every time I kill an enemy, the game stops for a second, goes to a black screen, and then comes back. It's very jarring.
Oh my god. I almost feel like taking the game... I don't think I can take the game back now. Oh.
I still love the game, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It's still a fantastic game. It's just really annoying.
Mm.
And I was pissed about it in Mortal Kombat until I figured out how to fix it, and I tried the same fix for this game, and it just made the load time shorter, so now it's like a half a second.
How do you fix it
in Mortal Kombat? Well, in Mortal Kombat, you just transfer your save file over to a USB drive, because what it is it's accessing the hard drive. And my hard drive is so full, and I have so many achievements that it has to run through this, like, loop. So it kind of stutters for a second.
Wow. I don't know what to say to that, man.
Needless to say, it was disheartening.
No shit.
Because I mean, I was loving it up to that point. There's so much crazy stuff going on in that game, and it's like every level is like a new roller coaster ride.
Yeah, I'm in the basically the second realm of the tower.
I'm trying to think which one that is.
It's got the Nephilim.
Oh, yeah. The one that my wife said looked like giant penises.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's a fantastic game. I think it's cool how the aesthetics dramatically change from realm to realm.
Yeah, it's definitely different.
Yeah, and it's got one heck of a story. I mean, I will say this, the actual storytelling in the game is kind of poor, but the story that it tells is really cool.
It's a very interesting take on the fallen angels.
Yeah, it is. I mean, when you have Lucifer as your save point, and he's always talking to God on a cell phone, you know you're in for something that's different. So, yeah, I'm loving it. Like the three different weapons that you can get. To me, the weapons are almost like it's almost like Ikaruga, because certain certain weapons, I feel that, you know, can take down certain enemies better than other weapons. So it's pretty interesting. I thought I think the combat is really, really nice too. Little bit of God of War, a little bit of Devil May Cry, but at the same time, much different than either of them. It's fantastic game. The world of the game is really awesome, and I can't wait to play more of it. Even though the glitch that you're talking about is actually kind of making me apprehensive about really trying to dive into it. Hopefully there'll be a patch for it. So you said there was a patch for the Mortal Kombat one?
I think he said that it wasn't a patch, it was a workaround. He copied his save to a USB drive. So that for some reason that sped up the access time.
Wow. I don't know what to say about that. I mean, it makes me wish I got the PS3 version.
Well, that doesn't mean it would be any better. I don't know. I don't know if Mortal Kombat suffers from the same problem on the PS3, but the thing with the Mortal Kombat one, of course it's better now that we know there's a workaround, but everybody who's in the King of the Hill room, you know, experiences, you know, it stops for everybody. Yeah. So it would be great if they would patch that. I'm not sure they can. I would hope that but you're talking about a game where, you know, you're doing a fatality at the end of every match probably, but nothing else is going on. You know, the only thing you're waiting for is for it to finish or for it to trigger and go on. But this, every time you kill an enemy, that's kind of nuts.
Yeah, that'd drive me freaking crazy.
Yeah, I don't know what to say to that. But,
boo.
Yeah.
That's about all you can say.
But as a game on its own without the glitch, it's fantastic. I'd say go out there and buy it. It's really good. If you're into the action adventure genre, if you're into the Devil May Cries, the God of Wars, but you want something that's different, something that's really offbeat, something that's really Japanese,
that's going to load every time you kill an enemy.
Yeah. It's a good game, despite the glitch.
Yeah. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that we talk about. If you want to see original stuff, this is the kind of game people need to support.
Yeah. Yep. Oh. And that's pretty much...
Yeah, but I mean, let me put my two cents in on that.
Okay.
It is the kind of game that's original and that people need to support, but if you're going to ask people to support it, if you're going to ask being the developers, then you need to make sure you're putting a product out there that's not broken.
Oh, absolutely.
Or yes, fixing it if it is, because the game's already probably not going to get a lot of, you know, it's not going to fly off the shelves, and especially if people find out that there's a glitch that makes the game load after every time you kill an enemy. So
that's true.
I mean, it's on the developer to, you know, granted, it'd be nice if everybody just bought these original games, but the fact of the matter is, it's on the developer to make sure that it's not broken, and if it is broken, put out a patch, regardless of how many people bought it. The people that did buy it deserve a patch.
Yeah, I completely agree. And it just actually, if they don't patch it, then it actually is bad for the whole, you know, new idea movement in video games.
Yeah.
Because people are going to be like, well, I got burned once buying a game like this, and they didn't patch it because not enough people bought it, so I'm not going to buy another one.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
So, anything else for this week?
This week, I'm picking up Deus Ex.
Cool.
Yeah.
I hopefully will be picking it up from my mailbox tomorrow.
Sweet.
Yes. Yeah, so, it looks
I'm really excited really nice. To play it. I'm not gonna buy it. I'm gonna try and get it from Gamefly, but I'm really excited to play it.
Cool. Yep, that concludes my fondling, so who's next?
I think Drew is next.
I am next. Well, let me see here. I got kind of bored because I'd finished Crysis 2 and I didn't really know what to start next. So I did what I always do. I look at my shelf and see what games I haven't finished. I noticed I had Star Ocean 4 or Star Ocean The Last Hope, the international version on the PS3. I'd played through about half of the 360 version, and I don't know what happened. I think it just kind of, like, other stuff started coming out or something like that. So I figured I'd start it back up. So I started playing it again, and it's a decent game. It's just I don't like... It is very cliche Japanese. To the point where I'm just... To the point where I'm, like, face-palming. I'm like, God, this is... You know... But, you know, I mean, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just you got to be prepared to endure all the V for victories and and emotionally sad main characters and stuff like that.
Now, are they sad or are they brooding?
They're sad and brooding at the same time. And it's not... it's always... They stare so much. It's almost like, seriously, like, all the characters, they just stare, and, like, the camera kind of slowly zooms in on them a little bit, and it's like that's supposed to be an emotional moment. I think I'm watching, like, Twilight or something, so much fucking staring going on in this damn game. But, yeah, you know, it's still a decent game. I do like the gameplay. That's the great thing about the combat system is great. And but unfortunately, I'm going to have to shelve that for now. I probably got about 6 hours into it. And the reason why is because I have got so many friggin' review games right now, it's not even funny. I think...
How does that make you feel?
That makes me feel okay. The only thing is, they're all RPGs.
Oof. Oh.
Long RPGs.
Well, good luck. Nice knowing you.
Yeah. But I don't know if I'm embargoed under any of them. I don't know. I guess I can say what I'm playing. I won't go into detail. I'm playing Disgaea 4. I'm playing Persona 2 Innocent Sin on the PSP.
Sweet. How is it?
He doesn't know he's embargoed, dude.
Oh man, I tell you,
he could talk about it, but then we'd have to beep it out.
Yeah, I know.
Thing is, that'll probably be the game that I pick up after Deus Ex.
Yeah. Gambus, I know you like these kind of games. You won't be disappointed.
Sweet.
I'll put it that way. Yeah, I played. I didn't play much of this guy. I got it yesterday in the mail, and I was just, you know, I had to work night shift last night and all that stuff. I just really didn't get into it. I just got, like, from the first battle, the tutorial. And that's one of the things I was scared about was, you know, I've never played a Disgaea game before, so I was afraid that it was going to be, like, really, really complex. But they have a decent tutorial.
It's really not.
No. Yeah, it's not. But other than that, I wish Zero was here. But, yeah, I played the new Xbox Live PSN game. It's coming out on Wednesday. And that's Street Fighter 3, Third Strike Online Edition. And what can I say about this game? Since we're, I'm not really embargoed because it's going to come up late. Well,
does it make you miss Capcom?
No. I think here's the thing: Capcom can actually make a fantastic game if they want to. And with Third Strike Online Edition, they really wanted to make a great game. It has so much fan service. It has everything that you can possibly freaking imagine. So you got Third Strike, obviously. Now, I will admit right now, I am a huge Street Fighter fan, but I was never a big fan of Third Strike, or Street Fighter 3 for that matter. I just didn't like the characters. But I did play a decent amount of it. And I mean, I still owned it. I mean, I still own it on the PS2. I got it sitting right here. But it has all of Street Fighter 3. But then they compile so much stuff onto it. So every time you do something, while you're playing the game, you're going to get these little challenges that pop up on the side. And those could be throw a projectile, and it'll count them. So every time you throw a projectile, it'll count up to a certain number. So level 1 may be throw 20 projectiles. When you throw 20 of them, it goes to level 2. Throw 50 projectiles. And every time you complete a challenge, it gives you these special little points that you can use to basically get the goodies of the game, which are, they got every single piece of concept art that's ever been made. They got fan art. They got Capcom-made art. They got all these different types of art. They got the entire soundtrack that you can unlock, different videos, different intros, all this stuff that's all just completely for the fans. And you constantly get points for, you know, doing certain challenges. Those challenges could be anything like, oh, incinerate, you know, 20 foes. So you got to play with a character who can light your foes on fire. So, you know, Ken's fierce, sure, you can light people on fire. Ryu's EX Hadouken will light people on fire. Stuff like that. And the challenges are actually really, really nice. And I do enjoy that aspect of it. And it just keeps it keeps you going, you know, playing. And the thing is that you get points and challenges for both, you know, playing by yourself on arcade mode, playing online, doing training and stuff like that. They're all separate. So you're constantly getting points and you're constantly finishing challenges. Online, I did play some with Zero. Honestly, you couldn't find anybody online. Obviously, the game hasn't came out yet. Which I mean, that's not the game's fault, obviously, because I don't think that many people have it right now. That's what I don't understand. I figured there'd at least be a lot of people playing this.
Oh, come on, reviewers don't play games for review.
That's true. They get paid. Thanks for the code, and thank you for this $50 bill. But but anyway.
Yikes.
Yeah, I get a kick in the ass. I don't get paid. But I think for $15, this is one hell of a friggin' steal. The net code, which is something I was very scared of, it actually works very well.
It's GGPO.
Uh-huh. It is. This is the first one, right?
Didn't Turbo HD have GGPO?
Did it? I can't remember.
I know this is one of the first games to use GGPO online, which I'm kind of shocked by, but...
But yeah, it's great netcode. I didn't experience any lag whatsoever. It has, what, 8-player lobbies?
Yeah, and it has tournaments.
It has tournaments. It has spectator mode. Amazing a $15 game can have what a $59.99 game can. But
a $39.99 game can.
Exactly.
Oh, you know it's not going to have tournaments.
Maybe in the Super Ultimate?
Yeah.
Super Mega Ultra Poop Face.
Super Mega Ultimate.
So, the only thing I'm trying to imagine, there's a, you know, the from Street Fighter 3, and, well, I guess you could say Marvel vs. Capcom, the trials where it basically gives you a combo and you can try it out and try and get it and stuff like that. That was, that's back in this one. They have trials for every character. They have trials just for, like, parrying, because parrying is a huge aspect of Street Fighter 3, and that's one of the reasons why I didn't like Street Fighter 3 was because I can't parry for shit. But, they have two different types of parrying, training. They have handicap matches where you can all get points and stuff like that. It's very, very well done. And, you know, if you're thinking, oh, I may not play online. If you could totally buy this game and never play it online and still have a pretty damn good time. But, unless, Ken, you want to talk about it for a little while.
No, I have no idea what you said outside of the last, like, 5 minutes.
There was that other thing that you kept talking about because I don't know anything about
the dip switches.
Arcades.
Yeah, the dip switches. It has dip switches on it, so you can change the frame timing for parries, and you can turn off like the air parrying and all that stuff. It's actually really kind of cool.
The only other thing I do like about it is you can go into the settings and change how it looks, and you can change it to make it look like an arcade cabinet, and it looks cool.
Even with scan lines.
Yes. So
this is a complete package. It's really worth more than $15.
It is.
It sounds like it. Sounds like it's got so much, like, little extra things here and there, just like a whole like ton of it.
It's a smorgasbord of fighting game love.
It's got like all remixed music, and
it's got all the original too you can buy in the vault.
Yep. It's really, really good. I do suggest it to anybody out there. If you're a Street Fighter fan, definitely pick it up. If you're fighting game, if you're trying to get into fighting games,
this one's a little advanced.
Yeah, this one I'd say go with Street Fighter 4, because this one is so complex. That's the thing about it. Like, you know, I'm starting to get into the fighting game jargon, but you know how, like, in Street Fighter 4, I got so used to EX dash canceling out of stuff that when I go to play Street Fighter 3, every friggin' move cancels into another move. And so my brain cannot comprehend that. And I have to, seriously, if you've played as many hours of Street Fighter 4 as I have, and then go back to play Street Fighter 3, you're going to suck.
I can attest to that, because I beat him quite a few times.
Yeah, you beat me more than I beat you. Then again, they kept giving me shit characters.
Well, that's true.
That's the only thing I don't see. That's the bad thing about it. I mean, obviously, my review is probably going to go live the same time this is going to go up. But I'll just go ahead and say it. The only thing I can dock points off of is the roster of characters, and I hate to do it, but come on, those characters are just boring.
There's a reason why they haven't made a return since, I think.
Yeah, for a select few.
Yeah, Dudley, Ibuki, and Makoto, I think.
Yep. And that's it. And, you know, they had to add Chun-Li in Third Strike.
Yeah, because everybody complained she wasn't there.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, it goes to show you, like, playing Third Strike, even whenever I was playing it kind of, you know, a lot, my main was Ken. So, but yeah, and I don't like Shotokans. But other than that, that's pretty much all I played, actually. Yeah. As far as future stuff goes, I'll be playing some more Persona 2. Do you know when I'm embargoed for that stuff, Ken?
I have to check.
Okay. I didn't talk about it, but playing some more Persona 2, obviously, for review, more Disgaea 4. I'll probably pick up some Third Strike again. I mean, you know, it's like one of those relearning things. And trying to imagine if there's anything else. Kladden, I can't play that until it actually comes out. So, yeah, I think that's about it.
All right, so I guess we will move on to John.
Well, after those two mammoth outings with fondling. Mine's going to sort of seem comparatively small, but then that's the story of my life. But just two games, really. I played some more Dungeon Siege 3. Really get into that game. Put about 5 or so hours in. It does get a little bit stale, but then it is a looter, so I suppose you can't expect too much from it. But I am enjoying it. The combat's pretty fluid. There's lots of new things that you can, or abilities that you can gain as you progress and level up. So yeah, it's pretty good fun.
I have a question for you on Dungeon Siege.
Yeah?
You're playing as Katarina, correct?
Is that the good chick with the guns?
Yes. My question to you is, have you got... How many people have you got in your party right now?
3.
You have all 3?
I've got Lucas and the fiery chick.
Okay. There is something up with that game. I will say this. There's a couple of achievements that are glitched in there.
Oh, great.
I never got them. When I obviously did in the game. There is an achievement for getting every party member. And the Reinhardt, the old man that uses the gauntlet, I never got him.
Okay.
And what I couldn't figure out was what I did wrong to not get him. Because I got the achievement for doing every single quest in the game. I'm just trying to imagine, well, is it not a quest that you get him? Do you just randomly trip up on him on the street somewhere? So I was just, I was always, because there's an achievement for getting everybody in your party. And I was like, well, I don't know how the hell to do that. And I was just curious if you did it. I didn't know if it was a glitch on my part or if I just did something wrong.
Well, I've been playing just over 5 hours and I've not come across him yet. I don't know whether he's going to appear at some other point. No idea. I'll let you know.
Okay.
But the acting in that game is unbelievably piss poor. It really is so shoddy. The accents are terrible, and I should know because I'm British and there's some dodgy British accents in there. But it's, you know, it's all right. For what I paid for it, which was essentially next to nothing, I'm quite pleased with what I got. The only other game I've been playing, and I have to give a shout out, anyone who listened to the podcast last week knows I was I as mentioned a guy had gifted me a expansion to a game that I didn't have on Steam. Well, he heard the podcast and then gifted me Beat Hazard, so bless him. Bless his little heart. He's, if you want to follow him on Twitter, it's Mookies_Groove.
And that's a good guy. I like him.
He's a nice guy.
He's a really, really nice fella. It's MOOKIES_Groove. And he sent me the gift for the Beat Hazard. And I've been playing my ass on that. It's absolutely brilliant.
I love that game.
It's really super Stardust if you're into that sort of thing on the, you know, the twin stick shooter game on the PlayStation 3. The fact that you can use your own music, and it really does make a difference to the game. And, you know, the waves and how powerful your weapons are, it's absolutely brilliant. And, I mean, the game wasn't expensive, but still, he gifted it to me, and that was really nice of him. But, you know, it's not a big budget game, it's just an indie game. I think you can find it on the Xbox Live indie game section as well, because I believe they made an Xbox version. It's really well rounded out and thoroughly enjoying that. So if you've got a few quid to spare and you're on Steam or Xbox, it's definitely worth a shot. But that's it. That is all I have played this week. It's terrible.
Well, it's probably good considering, you know, those other two mammoth guys.
Well, you know, it does mean the podcast is a little bit shorter, so I suppose it makes up for that. Next week, definitely some more Beat Hazard, because I think that's a great game just to sit down for 10 minutes to play.
Exactly.
I'll probably be doing a few stints of that. Most likely some Dragon Age 3, and depending on whether funds...
I'm sorry, you're going to be playing...
Holy shit!
You're playing Dragon Age 3? That's pretty
awesome. Time Traveler.
Dragon Age. Oh, sorry, Dragon Dungeon Siege. I didn't even see what I saw. I didn't even.
Spectre says what?
Yeah, I'm going to be playing. I'm in the future, so I'm going to be playing Dragon Age 3. Like, I'd play that shit even if
you like the bizarro version of Wombat.
Nice. Sorry, Dungeon Siege 3. In Dungeon Siege, Dragon Age, that's all sound same.
You just got slapped by somebody for saying it's the same thing.
He said it sounded the same.
Yeah, but you know somebody took it the wrong way.
Oh, I know somebody did. Hell, I can even say, no. What are you talking about? Dragon Age is 10 times better than Dungeon Siege.
Anyway. And then possibly, depending on whether I can afford it or not, Deus Ex, when that gets released on Friday.
I can't believe there's that much hype for Deus Ex.
Yeah, I know.
It's got some good reviews.
Have you played any of the other ones?
Yeah.
Every time somebody mentions Deus Ex, it gets installed by somebody else.
Yeah, but see, Drew actually played Human Revolution.
Oh, I know. See, that's your problem.
You played the game.
No, you played the second. Did you play the second one?
No.
He played this one.
He's played all the Deus Exes.
I gotcha. You played the new one.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Now, granted, dude, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah, it was an early build of the game, and it was on the PC, and I can't really use PC controls very well, but still, I'm not a fan. Just put it that way. I'm not trying to sway anybody against playing the game. You guys make your own judgments, but I just could not get into it.
All right. Well, with that said, we'll move on to Mr. Futon.
Yes, everybody take a lay on me. I also am going to be brief. I motored through the last third or so of Red Dead Redemption, and I 100%ed that game.
Congratulations. Ooh, well done.
Thank you.
I'm surprised Drew didn't tell you about somebody else who did it.
Kiss my ass. I don't know anybody else who did it. So there you go.
Well, there you go. I have to take a little break, unfortunately. I'm very much looking forward to playing Undead Nightmare, but that needs to take a little break. The review season is upon us. In fact, I'll probably be playing Deus Ex tomorrow. This week was kind of nuts with Gamescom, so I didn't really play anything except a few minutes of Black Ops, which I picked up. And, you know, reminding myself at how bad I am at Call of Duty, but that was fun.
Hell, doesn't stop me.
Well, you and I will have to play together. I am going to download I had a little to do with Amazon. They sold me the original standard edition, and at the end of their list, there was apparently a limited time offer standard edition that they were selling for less money that comes with the First Strike DLC. So I sent that one back and ordered the one they should have sent me to begin with. So I have the first DLC pack that was included, and I'm going to buy the one with the George Romero zombie map, just because I think that's so cool.
Do you think you'll get the resurrection next week?
At some point, I imagine that when we get a code, you'll be doing the review for it. I don't know though. That's up to the big boss man, of course. But
I'm part
if
of
the big boss
towers.
Man wants to put in a request for two codes, that would kick ass.
Well, to be fair, I don't know how much of a review you can give a game that is a map pack that is essentially money for old rope, because they're all maps that appeared on World at War.
Except
for Moon. Oh, come on, 1,200 points for one map, you're taking.
Well,
the
I never played World at War, so for me, they're all new.
I think that article is pretty spot on then, fellas.
Yep.
I'm kind of pissed over this this map pack, because it's, you know, it is literally it's money for old rope, and
they did that back in Modern Warfare 1 days. You know, they released a map pack that had Karatan in it, except it was reskinned to make it look like China.
Well, I know they did it for Modern Warfare 2 with their map packs had like old maps from Modern Warfare, the original, in it. But I just think it's so thinly disguised now. Why are they even bothering to call it anything other than give me your money, please. Because it, literally, that's all it is. And there's, you know, one map, and Moon sounds interesting, but that's all it is. It's got to be the last map pack now, I think.
With Modern Warfare 3 coming out in a couple of months, there's no way there's going to be another map pack after
that. Just think this is like, let's see if we can string them out for another 1,200 points while we've got a bit of time.
You got to hand it to Activision, though. They have figured out how to monetize a game that releases once a year for the entire year. I mean, they're selling you essentially two games a year.
Yeah.
In the series, because I mean, four map packs at $15 each.
That's a lot. I mean, if it wasn't for the fact that I got them for review, I wouldn't have bought all of them, because there's no way I would have been able to justify it. And I should imagine that there are a lot of people out there like that. And whereas, no doubt, EA will come out with Battlefield 3 and do something similar with, as they did with Bad Company 2, and offer map packs at a very reasonable price, I don't know how long Activision can get away with it for.
You know what? If Activision takes a look at Valve and see what they're doing with Left 4 Dead 2, they're trying to bring every single map and campaign from Left 4 Dead 1 into Left 4 Dead 2, and guess how much it costs? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
On PC.
On PC.
Yeah, I'm not sure that EA is looking at Valve for anything other than hate right now. I mean, the two of them are at each other's throats. So.
Not Activision.
I'm sorry. No, EA. Sorry, EA. So next week for me, I will be playing more Black Ops. I'll be playing Deus Ex. And I have Batman Arkham Asylum Game of the Year Edition sitting here that is calling my name. So sweet. I'll be playing that. And that's me.
All right. So now I guess I'll move on to the Wombat.
Hello. So I've only played two things this week. And both of them are,
bodes well.
I played the demo for Body Count.
I
forgot about that.
Well, everybody forgot they played it.
To talk about it.
That's how awesome it is.
Yeah, because I mean, I played it, and I have no idea. Like, I guess my thing is, I played through the demo, and demos to me are to answer one question: why should I buy this game? Body Count demo did not answer that for me at all, because it was just like 98% of the other first-person shooters that I've played in the last 5 years.
Well, I think it did answer the question.
That's every first person.
You shouldn't buy this game. That's the answer to that
question.
Yeah,
that's the answer to the question.
That's
it. So,
because that's exactly what I got out of that demo.
So, yeah, I'm not buying Body Count. Let's see what else. I played the other demo that I played, was really more about just, I guess, punishing myself. I played the demo for Madden, and you know, I've mentioned on here before that I am awful at Madden, and I don't play the game because I'm terrible at it, but I decided to give it a shot this year and see if, you know what, hey, it, you know, can I actually play it this year? Should I actually play it this year? The answer, no, I should not play it this year, because I'm still terrible at it, and I still don't care. So yeah, that's pretty much what it boils down to, is I played two demos for games that I don't like and won't buy.
Wow.
So, what a great
yourself money.
Now, as far as future fondling goes, there's a couple things that I might be playing this week. I guess that's not true. You know what else I played a little bit of? Just strictly out of hype for Skyrim, I played Oblivion for just a little bit, just to, you know, kind of get back in the Elder Scrolls kind of place. I'm not going to talk about Elder Scrolls. although my last save that I loaded up to start the game was from February of 2007.
Sounds about right.
But I did play that for a couple minutes, so I figured I'd mention it. But anyways, future fondling, I definitely want to play Deus Ex. We'll see if it happens this week or not. It might be next week. I'm hoping that Gamefly... I mean, either Gamefly is going to send me Deus Ex or L.A. Noire, one of the two. So
We'll see which one I end up playing, depending on which one Gamefly sends me.
Hmm. Alrighty then.
So there you go.
There you go. Where you at? Where you at?
Now there you go.
Well, that doesn't really leave me much to talk about.
You can talk about the body count demo a little bit more.
No, I can't. Because I think it was summed up pretty well with, you shouldn't buy it.
Well, ooh. Damn. You know, I mean, here, I think it could possibly have a little bit of potential if they I don't know what it is. Like, they made Black, and I thought Black was lackluster, and this is Black, except colorful.
Huh.
That's the best way to put it. There's red barrels every fucking where.
Well, yeah.
There are red barrels everywhere.
You got it's to like, explode.
It's like playing a game in a red barrel factory.
Mm-hmm.
That was overstocked on red barrels.
Bastards. So it's like playing Donkey Kong.
Pretty much, without the giant monkey.
Oh, you didn't get to level 2.
And the plumber.
Yeah. So no, I didn't care for the body count demo either.
Yay!
I did play Deus Ex, but not enough to talk about, unfortunately. I played El Shaddai, which Gambus kind of nailed down, and I voiced my problems with. Still love the game, but that's really, really a knock for me. Street Fighter 3 Online, love it. Drew talked a lot about that. Fantastic game. I've played the most of something I can't talk about until next week, which is Madden.
Boom!
Boom!
Put some mustard on it.
Boom.
So, yeah, I'm 10 games into my season, and I can't talk about it.
God, Marty.
There you
the
go.
The Raiders.
That's right. That's right.
Are you undefeated?
Of course I am.
Oh, my God.
Why would you want to play a game where you're not?
I don't know. Maybe try to make it a little realistic. I don't know.
I try. That's my... I can't talk about it.
Yeah, don't talk about it.
I don't want to get myself in trouble.
I'm trying to trick you.
I know you are. I won't fall for it. And the only other thing I played was I bit the bullet and I bought No More Heroes on the PS Triple. And I started playing it. And, you know, I got past a lot of the issues that I had with the demo, playing through the tutorial, beating the boss. And then I got to my apartment where I'm supposed to go make enough money for the next fight, and I had to collect coconuts.
You put yep. the lime in the coconut and drink them both up.
And then I turned it off. Why?
That's a big part of that game, dude.
I know, and that... Why do you take a game that has such a cool premise
and force you to work so you can go take a hit on a person?
Yeah.
You're going to have to ask Mr. Suda.
Mm.
And you know what he will tell you? Penis, 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 penis.
More than likely. You know, the thing is like, you talk about Normal Heroes 1, I even found that to be annoying as shit. Normal Heroes 2, it was actually kind of cool because, yeah, you still had to go, like, collect coconuts and stuff like that, but they were all in the form of the 8-bit video games. So, when you collected coconuts, you were basically playing, I don't know, an 8-bit video game. You know, you had to lay tile down on floors and stuff like that. It played a lot like Tetris.
And that sounds awesome.
Yeah. Literally walking over and punching a tree and then picking up coconuts and mashing the X button to carry him back. It's going to take a lot of perseverance for me to get back into that game. Because I like the levels where you go kill the guy. That's great.
Yeah.
But collecting coconuts...
He's a killer.
Not so much. Not so much. So I'm kind of disappointed I bit the bullet because, you know, I could have used that towards, you know, buying Deus Ex or my awesome Star Wars Blu-ray collection or possibly even that, you know, digital video recorder, you know? But no, I wasted $30 on a game I'll probably never play again. So, that's awesome. As far as future fondling goes, I don't know what will show up this week. And I don't know what I will buy. But I do want to finish El Shaddai and play through a bunch more of Madden for my review next week. And I've already got the arcade game for this week, so we don't have to worry about that.
There you go. You gonna play some more of it?
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely play some more of that. I'm having a good time.
So you think you'll jump back into that more than you would Street Fighter 4?
Probably.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to see. I'm stupid addicted to things like those challenges in the game.
Yeah.
So, like, as I start playing, I'm like, ooh, I'm level 3 here, I'm level 2 there. Yeah, I don't know. It's fun. It's really good.
It is good. It's just, oh, man. I just, like, that's just not my game. Any other Street Fighter besides the EX versions, it would have been great. What I really wish they'd bring back is Alpha 3. That's my game.
I'm surprised they haven't yet. That's still, in my opinion, the most popular Street Fighter.
The reason why Capcom hasn't released it is because they released it on the PSP about 3 years ago.
Yeah, I remember. PSP. But they should have put it on, you know, like a console. Because there's not going to be any tournament matches on the PSP.
Nope.
But that wraps it up. That wraps up my fondling, and that wraps up all the fondling. Alright, now that the fondling is over, it's time to do Das News.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Style radio program proudly presents That English Guy's Weekly Derp. Brought to you by Social Media Games, a great way for you to make friends and meet women in a digital world, because in real life, you're ugly as fuck. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
Well, there you go. Well, we're going to do things a little different today. I'm going to turn over the reins to Mr. Futon, and he's going to do the news for you for a little bit until I manage to make my way back around. So all of my fans can now turn it off.
Yes.
That's one of them.
Oh, wait. Nobody turned it off. Anyway.
Yes. And all of my... Oh, wait. I don't have any fans.
All right. Well, you go ahead and you do that news.
All right. Here we go. Let's see. Dota 2 screenshots leaked ahead of official reveal. Apparently, someone leaked the Dota 2 screenshots before they were supposed to be available, and that game was in fact released or revealed this week at Gamescom. See, the Citizen Skywatch website is connected with XCOM. Anybody aware of the Citizen Skywatch website?
I have no idea.
Nope. Never.
Apparently,
heard of that
it's like a alternate reality game or viral media thing for XCOM. And let's see, part of that, 2K Games announced its PAX Prime lineup. Besides Borderlands 2, which was revealed, and we saw our first trailer this week. Darkness 2, it's mentioned that Citizen Skywatch is an ARG connected to XCOM. In fact, at PAX, there's going to be a Citizen 1 Seattle bunker, so you can be recruited into the whole fight against the aliens.
Way.
They're Yay. Putting a lot of faith in that game.
I know, and it's a complete departure from what XCOM used to be, so it'll be interesting to see what happens.
I'm curious. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be as well received as they think.
Mm.
But that's just me.
Yeah. Last Sunday night, late, Bethesda sent an email to forum users indicating that they believed that they had been hit by hackers.
Again.
This is just the forum, so all the passwords had been reset. In fact, we broke this news. No one else had posted it before us, so go us. Okay, here we go. This one made me laugh. Vita expected to be a, quote, car wreck by UFC personal trainer developers. I don't know if you guys have seen what these guys put out. It's their name is Heavy Iron Studios. They've done so many licensed shovelware games, it's ridiculous. UFC personal trainer is probably their best known game. And apparently is pretty decent, but it's kind of funny that these guys come out of nowhere. Now, if you tell me someone like Naughty Dog or Insomniac has concerns about the Vita, well, that's not that they would ever say that out loud if they did. That might be something to pay attention to. But when I got to ask, who the hell is Heavy Iron Studios?
They're pissed off because they can't really shovelware on it. Wait a minute. We can't do that.
Yeah.
We're not. This is going to be a failure because we can't have shovelware on it.
Let's see. Del Toro talked a little bit about building sandbox game, Sandbox for Insane. So this is the game that he's collaborating on with Volition. Now that Red Faction is dead, at least for the time being, They talked a little bit about this. It's going to be a sandbox game from Guillermo del Toro.
Should be visually interesting, if nothing else.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. The first trailer, it's about 40 seconds, so it's more of a teaser, is available. Let's see, Harmonix is releasing a game for iOS called VidRhythm, but they say it isn't a game per se, so it'll be interesting to see what that means. Here's one for those of you pirates out there. If you play Gears of War, yeah, if you leak or spoil the game, you may face an unpleasant surprise when Gears 3 launches. You could be banned. They could find your spoiler-filled video on YouTube, and they could ban you using your gamer tag. So, you know, hey kids, wait until September 20th. It's only a month away. You can do it. I have faith in you. Let's see. This one's kind of big. Hasbro regained the rights to digital distribution of Dungeons & Dragons. Unfortunately, what that means is that Neverwinter has been delayed for about a year or more. So those of you looking forward to Neverwinter, you have some time ahead of you. So, sorry to tell you. Indeed. Let's see.
Play Daggerfall instead.
No, don't. No, you don't.
No.
Ha ha ha.
No, I'm totally with Gambus on this. Daggerfall was a hot mess. And you can read my review. Let's see. Zone of the Enders 3DS teased by Kojima. So he posted a picture on the tweeters, and in the back was Zone of the Enders for the 3DS. So that's kind of exciting. Let's see. Oh, goody! FIFA Street is coming back.
Oh, God.
2012 on the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3.
Who's excited?
John, how do you feel about that?
I couldn't give two hoots. Yeah. That wasn't very. It wasn't a very good game. I don't think they were. I mean, I'm sure it had its audiences, but I didn't think it was very good.
How about one hoot? Could you give one hoot?
No, not even one. It's struggling.
Even if it asked you, you know, or showed you how many licks it could take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
I don't know what one of those is.
Wow.
That means you also haven't seen the commercial. I'll have to find it on YouTube it for you.
Okay. Sounds intriguing. Yeah,
that's an old school meme all in itself.
Yeah, it's like we're like from different countries or something.
Something like that. Here, this one's going to come as a shock. Kinect Disneyland Adventures out in time for the holidays.
Woo, what a surprise. Yeah.
So if you are looking for a Kinect game for the kiddies, November 15th, 2011. Also on that day is Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary. So, you know, take your pick.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be playing any of those.
Oh, well, I'm shocked.
Shocked that I'm not going to play a Kinect game or a Halo game?
Yes.
You do know who you're talking to, right?
Yes. Oh, here's one that's going to excite many of us. Infamous 2 Festival of Blood has been teased.
That looks pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah. So it takes place in New Marais. Cole has been bitten by a vampire.
Vampire?
No zombies this time. Vampire.
Well, what's good enough for Red Dead's good enough for Infamous.
There you go. Has been bitten by a vampire, and he has one night to kill the vampire lord and restore himself to humanity. That will be actually a downloadable game. It's not being released as DLC, from what I understand. So it's actually going to be a downloadable PSN game, self-enclosed.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited. All Vita games available as downloads, and Foursquare has been confirmed as one of the apps. Twitter, Facebook, and Skype are the other ones. They're going to be downloadable, though, which leads me to believe they're not going to be available at launch. Interestingly, though, that they had to come out and say that all Vita games are going to be available as downloads.
Why would they say that? I mean, how the hell else are you supposed to get them?
You get them on cards.
Yeah, you can get them on cards.
Yeah, but you still got to download them.
No, you can
download cards. Like Nintendo
DS cards.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Positive. They're coming out as both downloadable. I think that's probably just to please the people that were very upset that a lot of PSP games aren't available to download, so those who have got the Go's got a little bit screwed over. But because of that whole debacle, they're also making it actual physical media, so very much to like the Nintendo DS cards that you get to slot, you know, the games come on, that's what the PSV is going to be doing.
Huh.
Yeah, so the question is, though, are you going to be able to trade in those cards? And is physical media still going to be the preferred way to get things just because you'll have some collateral to leverage down the road?
I think it's the best way to go. They have proved that you can't go all digital with the Go. Mm-hmm. That was not only through the fact that Sony kind of cogged up on that and dropped the ball, but people just aren't ready yet. And I think this gives those that like digital media and the ease of use that comes with that, they've got their backs covered, and the people who like to go out to stores and buy their games, they're covered, and those people will obviously be able to trade in the games should they wish to do so after they finish them.
It'll be interesting. The other bit of news that came out about Sony handhelds at Gamescom this week was that there is a new model of the PSP. It will be $99, and it doesn't have any Wi-Fi. You can't download anything.
I don't know why they're doing that. That just seems absolutely bizarre.
I mean, you can't download anything directly to it. You can, of course, download it to PS3 and
transfer it over.
For those that have a PS3.
Right.
So Kladden, if you ever wanted to play it, and the Kladden 2, which is coming out August 30th, you can't play those games on there unless you have a PS3.
What is Kladden?
Kladden is classic dungeon crawler, basically. That's what it stands for. Kladden, first game was called Kladden. This is an RPG. It was made by Nipponichi. It was a dungeon crawling game.
Gotcha.
I reviewed it. It was fantastic. Yep. I'm reviewing the second one August 30th.
Nice.
Let's see. Escape Plan is a cute but bloody Vita game. We have a trailer up on the site for that. And I think we have a trailer up for that. You could have seen it on the Sony press conference from Games.
It looks quite cute.
Yes.
Very clever.
The Larg and Lil are the names of the characters.
Large.
Actually looks like Large.
Large.
Okay, there you go. I get it. Large looks like Strong Sad. He really does.
Oh, Strong Sad.
Hi, everybody. Strong Sad. The game is very bloody, yes, if you saw the video. But it looks kind of cool. It reminds me a little bit of an old-school Oddworld game like Abe's Odyssey a little bit. PlayStation 3 price drop down to $249. And as we were talking about, I think before we started recording, there is a little celebration going on Amazon. So there's a bunch of PS3 games out there for cheap.
Yep.
I think the big question that's kind of lingering in our minds right now is now that the PS3 is priced identically to the Vita – what does that mean?
That means
if it means anything.
You're paying as much for a Vita as you would a PS3.
Yeah. It's fueling some of the, oh my god, the Vita needs a preemptive price drop talk, unfortunately. And I don't know that it does.
Not held by DS dropping their price either. That's 3DS.
The other interesting thing that came out kind of about PS3 and Vita very recently is that we will never see cross-game chat on the PS3. It's a RAM issue. They've closed the door on that. Vita, though, will have cross-game chat. It will also have, I believe, 4x the RAM on board.
It's a RAM issue?
Yes.
Yeah, as in they need something rammed up their fucking ass.
Hello. they also said it's not as simple as just adding it. Previous games, if they were to add it, and they were able to, games prior to it coming out would not be compatible with cross-game chat. So there's a bunch of problems. But I'm pretty sure that the PS4 is going to support it, given all of the hubbub about cross-game chat. Yeah. Resistance, Burning Skies, will be coming out for the Vita. So in addition to Retribution, which will be getting the updated control support on the Vita, there will be an original Resistance game coming out, and I believe it takes place in New York. New York Firemen. In fact, the first weapon you get is an axe. So if you like axes, Fireman. Yes.
That'll do it.
Yep. Going back to the Vita real quick, Sony says that the RAM wasn't downgraded to reach the $249.99 price, as had been speculated. There was reports circulating that suggested it was getting cut from 512 to 256. It is not. It's getting 512 megs of RAM and 128 megs of dedicated VRAM. See, Dota 2 beta signups begin. So if you are interested in Dota 2, you can sign up for the beta. Let's see, there will be a Lumines game and an Assassin's Creed game also coming from Ubisoft for the Vita. In fact, they announced 6 games. So they're throwing some major support behind Sony's new handheld. So they were Assassin's Creed, Rayman Origins, Lumines, Asphalt, Dungeon Hunter Alliance, and Michael Jackson, The Experience.
How's that going to work on the Vita?
I have no idea.
That'll be interesting.
All right, let's see here. Ah, we talked about this a little bit earlier. Infinity Blade got in the way of Shadow Complex 2.
Thanks, Infinity Blade.
Oh.
So we won't expect to see that until next summer of Arcade.
Pretty much, if we're lucky. You might recall that there was some hubbub about Modern Warfare 2 not having dedicated servers. Modern Warfare 3 will have dedicated servers, though, but only on the PC. So no dedicated servers for the consoles.
That's fair enough.
Zelda Skyward Sword has a release date, November 20th. So if you are still holding on to your Wii, there will be something to play on it.
Yeah, there is nothing to play on it until that time, and then after you pick that up, there will be nothing else to play.
Yes, I have not purchased a Wii game for myself for quite a while, but I might pick that up.
When is that again?
November 20th.
Gotcha.
And it supports the Motion Plus. So you will need a Motion Plus or a Wii Remote Plus, which has it built in.
Yeah, but who doesn't have that right now, if you've got a Wii?
Well, good. I bet there's somebody.
We don't have one.
You don't?
Nope.
You didn't buy Wii Sports Resort?
Nope.
Man.
Do you not like archery?
I don't like playing
minigames. Dude, yeah, I mean, look, I'm not a huge Wii guy, but Wii Sports Resort was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it had some good stuff in it. The sword fighting.
It had some really fun games in it. The you know what's funny to me is actually one of the things I enjoy in that thing is the most simple one, and it's the where you fly the plane around the resort.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy it. I don't know why. It's just a nice little. It's kind of like hide and seek, only with a airplane.
And guns.
And guns that shoot bubbles.
Bubble guns.
Bubble gun.
Yes. Speaking of the Wii, there's a new, smaller Wii model. One of my friends called it the Wii Wii. Yes, my friend Holly called it the Wii Wii. I found that funny. It will not have GameCube support, though. And it's only been confirmed for Europe. It will include a Wii Remote Plus, a Nunchuck, Wii Party, and Wii Sports. Let's see. Deathwing, armor customization, and more coming to WoW 4.3. So there's some new info on a new patch for World of Warcraft. Notch wants to settle the Bethesda Scrolls lawsuit for playing Quake 3. He has challenged Bethesda to a Quake 3 match to settle this issue over the Scrolls copyright issue or trademark issue. I don't think there's any word yet whether or not Bethesda has agreed to that. I would be shocked.
I'm pretty sure they have responded. I'm pretty sure that their response was seriously grow up.
Yeah,
that would be funny though.
Yeah,
potentially win a lawsuit and get a lot of money, or win a game in. Wait,
and win back a little bit of public opinion by being a good sport about it because the lawsuit is silly.
Yeah.
So who here likes football?
Which one?
The real one.
The real one.
You mean the English version? Yeah, I'd love it.
Yeah. Okay. Great. So you can watch every Sunday NFL game this season on your PS3. DirecTV's NFL season ticket is now supported on PS3 for the price of, let me see if I'm reading this correctly, $339.95.
You are fucking kidding me.
Yeah, I read that correctly.
Yeah, no thanks.
So DirecTV subscribers can pay $50 for the ability to use a PS3 as an extra receiver. Those with other cable providers will have to pay $339.95. And as we just talked about, the PS3 itself is now $250.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I can go on Justin TV and see somebody streaming it live.
That's legal.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Hell, what they're charging for the season pass, that's illegal.
Yeah, you'd think so.
Let's see, Gabe Newell of Valve wants EA games on Steam. So, you know, the olive branch has at least been extended in words. We'll see, you know, if they can come to some kind of agreement. Let's see. What do we have here? Oh, PC gamers have been angered by From Dust DRM and the shoddy port. Apparently, it has even been removed and refunded on Steam because it was advertised as only having the standard Steam DRM. But when people bought it, they found out it has Ubisoft's always-on DRM. So Steam has actually offered the people refunds if they would like one. In addition, there's been some issues with the port as well, and people are less than pleased.
Well, you would think the PC version would be the ultimate version of that game.
I think it was built for the consoles, and it was ported to PC, and that doesn't always work so well. So it's unfortunate, because I really enjoyed the game on the 360. Nintendo still thinks people want Urban Champion. It has been released as a 3D classic.
Your mom wants Urban Champion?
Joining Xevious and Excitebike on the 3DS eShop.
Your mom wants Urban Champion?
Hey!
That game's terrible.
It was the original Street Fighter.
Your mom is the Urban Champion.
She is. She's a mean motherfucker.
Wait a minute, which one was that fighting game where they had fatalities, but it wasn't fatalities?
Eternal Champion.
Okay. Is that like a sequel or something?
No.
Urban Champion is older than you.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I guess that's why I didn't know what the fuck it was.
Yeah.
That's probably a big part of it.
Whippersnappers.
Yeah. That's scary that Urban Champion is that old.
All right, how the fuck old is that? I gotta find this out.
I mean, I don't know for sure that it's older than you, but I just feel like it's probably older than you.
Urban Champion was produced in 1985. It is the same age as me.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Well, one of you has aged better.
Yeah.
Let's see. Looks like Diablo 3 is coming to consoles. Blizzard is, quote, very, very serious about bringing Diablo 3 experience to consoles. This was at Gamescom this week. So, you know, that could be very, very good.
Or very, very bad.
Or very, very bad. As could we just talked about, the From Dust port going the other direction.
Well, it could be StarCraft 64.
Yeah. Yikes. Hey, but StarCraft 64 is worth a lot of money.
It's worth a lot of money, but, you know, so was Cocteau Trojan. What's that, though?
It's true.
I don't know what a cocto is.
I bet you do.
Cocto Chojin.
Did it have giant crab as an enemy?
No.
No.
It just had giant crabs.
It would have been a lot more interesting if it had giant crabs as an enemy.
Probably.
That game was a...
That game was something.
That game was cocto.
So, speaking about Ubisoft's always-on DRM, it has been dropped for Driver, and it will be replaced by on-at-launch DRM.
So nobody will have the DRM because nobody's buying that game at launch?
That sounds about right.
Snap!
So according to Microsoft, the Xbox 360 isn't done in Japan yet, even though retailers are losing interest.
Just now?
Just now. Apparently they've really started to cut way back.
From the five they were selling?
Yeah. Japanese retailers are looking into dropping support. Geo in particular was said to be, quote, drastically scaling back its Xbox 360 business.
From 5 to 1.
Tokyo's Yamada Denki is getting rid of both hardware and software from the majority of its stores throughout Japan and selling remaining stock at a discount. I don't care what Microsoft says. If the retailers are not ordering anymore, I don't know that Microsoft gets to say.
You're pretty much done. I mean...
It looks like Wombat got ninja'd.
Ninja!
He disappears without a trace.
He's gone.
Speaking of free DLC, Portal 2 will be getting some next month.
Oh, finally.
Yes.
Yeah, that game's only been out, what, 4 or 5 months?
Yeah, they were supposed to come out this summer.
Technically, it'll still be summer.
Technically.
Somewhere.
Oh, it'll be summer fucking here in Georgia, trust me.
And it is challenge mode.
What?
That's what they're calling it.
What is it? Mode.
That's all they've said.
Well,
no other details.
That's good.
Yeah. So it was supposed to be new test chambers and leaderboards. But they really haven't said anything else. This one didn't make the splash that I thought it was going to. EA is limiting the copies of The Old Republic at launch, not only at retail, but digitally as well. Apparently, this is an effort to deal with server crush that happens with every major MMO launch.
Server crush!
Yeah, server crush. I don't know. It'll be interesting. If it works, it might be the first major MMO release without serious issues. If it doesn't, though, I wonder what kind of PR backlash there's going to be. For the people who do manage to get a copy of it. It's interesting that they're also limiting the digital copies. I imagine that they expect that that's how a lot of people are going to purchase it. Unless you, of course, want the $150 collector's edition.
Who doesn't?
I know, right?
No, I sure as hell don't.
I'm going to put it right next to my giant Skyrim dragon.
It's only $150, and then you only got to pay, like, what, $15 a month? Sign me up.
Yeah.
Let's see. The COO of Activision, Eric Hirschberg, has said that he wants everybody to succeed.
Everybody.
This isn't politics. In order for us to win, someone else doesn't have to lose. Talking about the stuff going on between Call of Duty and Battlefield.
Call of Duty.
Yes. Yes. Let's see, Street Fighter Cross Tekken, targeting a spring release, looking at a possible March 27th release date.
Cool.
Let's see. Ninja Gaiden 3 ditches beheadings because you don't want to see them.
Don't tell me what I want to see.
Team Ninja staffer explained their rationale at Gamescom, said, we don't think people want to see that anymore.
Nope.
They've already seen it. So now it's okay. It's like, you've seen it. You're scarred. Moving on.
So what are we going to decapitate in this game?
I don't know, but you can't take off limbs either, apparently.
This ain't Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah. So we talked about that. Team Fortress 2 is getting Deus Ex pre-order items. Let's see. The Mano technology bundle
8 items, half of which are brand new weapons. Sniper gets a machina sniper rifle, does additional damage and penetrates players when fully charged, but can't be fired when not seen the way your position with tracer rifle. Spy gets the Diamondback handgun, which gets one critical shot whenever a building is destroyed with your sapper attached, but does 15% less damage and never gets random critical hits.
When your sapper's attached, is it easier to penetrate?
Says the B word.
Hello. Engineer gets 2 items. One is the Widowmaker, a shotgun that uses 60 metal as ammo for each shot, but returns the amount of damage done to you as metal. The other is the Short Circuit, a pistol replacement that doesn't need to be reloaded and can destroy incoming enemy projectiles while also damaging enemies and using metal as ammo. Doesn't work underwater.
Is it called Johnny Five for short?
That's what I think it should be called, because Johnny Five is alive.
He's alive!
Oh, more info on the new Xbox Experience.
They call it the Experience now.
It's called Twist Control.
Twist and shout.
Adds new Kinect integration, beacons, cloud saves.
The fuck is a beacon?
I don't know. Beacons. And additional
beacons. It's a little light that lights up.
You can light games.
Yeah.
They allowed you to broadcast when you'd like to play while doing something else. In other words, it lets you tell friends you're interested in playing a certain game while keeping yourself occupied by playing something else or watching a movie on Netflix.
Send a fucking message. If you want to play a game while you're watching a movie on Netflix, turn off Netflix.
Well, I'm waiting on my friends to show up.
Whatever.
You don't have any friends.
That's right.
Oh, don't put his feelings.
You have zero
friends.
Not you,
I was referencing the voice that you do.
Oh.
I figure that person does not have any friends.
He doesn't.
Let's see. GameStop will begin streaming console and PC games next year. Nationwide rollout coming next year following an open beta.
Can you trade them in?
More than likely, no.
If I have one of those Edge cards, does that get me like 10% off?
Yeah, you can trade them in, you get a dollar.
Yeah. That Edge card could possibly do that, yes.
Sweet.
And last but not least, EA responds to Activision's condemnation of trash talk. I know you're new in the job, but someone should have told you this is a competitive industry. So, in response to can't we all just get along, the answer was, no, fuck you. So.
Well, yeah. when Modern Warfare outsells Battlefield, then we'll see what PR EA throws out. I don't really care about this, but they're talking a lot bigger than they are.
They are. I mean, I hate to say it, Modern Warfare 3 is going to outsell the shit out of Battlefield 3.
It'll outsell the shit out of everything this
holiday
season.
Yeah, I mean, there's no denying that.
So
Modern Warfare 2 is the best-selling Xbox 360 game until Black Ops.
What was the stat I saw the other day? The average playtime of Black Ops is 64 hours.
Holy crap.
Average playtime across everybody who's ever logged in.
And you know, those people at like they're not nerds.
No,
they're kind of nerd.
You might as well be playing a fucking RPG if you're playing a game that long.
Yeah. I dropped, by the way, I mentioned earlier, you know, with Red Dead, I dropped I think about 40 hours into that game. And I'm just blown away that people are spending 50% more than that on average in Call of Duty.
Yep. Call of Duty.
Same game over and over again. I mean, I'll even say that.
Call of Duty makes me want to grab my balls.
I thought you said
that. That doesn't make you want to grab your balls.
I thought he said rap at first, and I'm like, okay.
With a ruler or with LL Cool J?
No, like with Saran wrap. That's what it's
called. Duct tape.
Duct tape your balls to your thigh.
Oh.
Oh, God. There will be blood.
Yeah, but I ain't drinking that milkshake.
Yeah, that milkshake brings all the boys to the town. Just so you know.
So,
my God, this is the longest paragraph Ryan has ever wrote in his entire life.
I know, he's still typing.
Yeah.
What?
on the chat screen, it says you're typing. It says you've been typing since like 2:15.
Oh yeah.
I thought you were writing a novel.
Yeah, no, I'm not even trying to still be typing. There we go. Is it better?
No, it's still showing the little pencil drawing.
Oh.
Well, come back.
You guys just wait, because you're going to see something real awesome here in a minute.
Are you making ASCII art? Is that what you're doing?
I am.
Good Lord.
I'm drawing an ASCII art
penis?
Drawing of Gambus Khan duct taping his business.
Dude, if you made that, that would be the most popular thing on the internet.
You are probably correct.
You could make it in Minecraft. Just a big statue of Gambus Khan duct taping his nuts.
You I'm know. Scared already.
Challenge accepted.
I want screenshots.
By the way, Gambus, you have been requested at least one gamer night this fall.
Yeah, right. Good luck with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There was somebody who asked for you by name and said, I am in if Gambus is there.
Well, then he won't be in.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the game, I guess.
Well, we're playing lots of different games this fall, man. There's a huge, huge schedule.
There is a plethora.
Space Marine, aren't you?
No, he's not.
Actually, I think I might pick up Space Marine.
Okay. Well, there you go. I'm definitely picking that up.
So you guys get like 5 people to play that game?
I don't know. I want to pick it up. It's just my fall is a little full, so I probably won't be able to pick it up. Maybe I'll pick it up. I don't know.
That's another reason why I don't think anybody's picking it up.
Well, I think we'll probably determine that come demo time next
Which
week.
Which is next week, yeah.
Yeah. That was all the news.
Determine a lot of people's stance on Space Marine.
I guess we will see. It launches the same day as Resistance, so PS3 people aren't going to be interested.
Yeah.
And it launches the same day as Dead Island, so...
That's PS3 people's fault for being interested in Resistance.
Well,
I'm a PS3 person, and I'm not interested in Resistance.
You're both.
I'm the
Shut
only
up.
Person interested in Resistance on this podcast. We've covered this.
Hey, I'm giving it the benefit of the doubt.
Apparently the multiplayer has improved. I haven't had a chance to even play the beta yet.
I didn't even download it. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess I can try to do the Twitter as long as I don't get interrupted here. I have a live audience, so
interrupt.
So as long as he doesn't scream or throw anything, we'll be good. Of course, he's playing with the Resident Evil Blu-ray box right now, so I think he's good.
I like zombies.
The box,
they're pretty.
I'm sure it's probably more entertaining than the movie was.
Oh,
probably.
Now, that's not fair.
Come on, lasers cutting a dude into lots of little pieces, and you see the eyeball kind of slide. That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
They did that in Cube.
Well, I think the best thing that I remember about those movies is when I went and saw the second one, and I came out of the theater, and somebody behind me said, Resident Evil, man, Nemesis was pimp.
I was with you when that happened.
I know. Is that still not the best memory you have of those movies?
Yeah. That and for months afterwards, us referring to stuff as Resident Evil... Nemesis bad.
Well, yeah. We still do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that movie was...
Well, it turned into The Fog bad for a while.
Well,
after
yeah.
That horrible...
Tom Welling with lepers. What's going on?
God, I watched that freaking movie in theaters.
Oh, so did we. Because we used to have to go to every horror movie with somebody else.
Yeah, I did the same.
It was fun, though.
It was fun to go, yeah. With the movies.
I can give you American guys a tip. I'm not sure whether or not it's coming out over there or not. There's a film called The Inbetweeners. If it does come out in the cinema over in the States, watch it.
Isn't that a television show?
Yeah, it's a British show. It ran for 3 seasons so far on UK TV. If you can find somewhere to get that from... it's well worth it. You guys would love it because you're all about the shit and puke and knob and gags, and that is completely what it's all about. Four socially inept guys in school, and the movie is, I saw it the other day, I haven't laughed so much in the cinema for years. So if it does hit the States, it's definitely worth watching.
All right,
not that
I'll
it would, because you guys probably don't get the series over there at all. So.
I believe it's on Netflix, if I'm not mistaken. I may be wrong.
Give it a try, because it's absolutely hilarious.
Which one was the... I know there's another show I actually watched a couple episodes of. It was like a British show where it was kids in high school. And it's a comedy, but at the same time, it's drama, too.
So it's a dramedy?
Crap, I can't remember what it's called now.
Kids in high school, a kind of comedy. Skins?
Skins, that's it.
Yeah, this is more... There's hardly... There were a few sweet spots in it, but there's hardly any drama. It's all okay. About the knob gags.
Okay.
Did you just say the knob gags?
Yeah, the knob gags.
Yeah, we call them dick jokes over here.
Yeah, I was just going
to say.
It's coming now, baby.
Sorry?
We call them dick jokes. Dick jokes.
Yeah, they're knob gags over here.
Knob gags and dick jokes.
Really? Gags?
Knob really? Gag.
Joke. Gag, yeah, joke.
Would you have those kind of movies over there?
We call them penis punchlines.
Maybe you do.
Yeah, knob gag is a very specific type of porn.
Okay.
I was going to leave that there, but might as well just ram it down people's throats.
It was
a
Statue of Liberty play, man. I had to run with it.
Penetrator puns.
There you go.
Jesus.
Jesus, Jason. Wow. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt. That was definitely.
Wow. I don't even know how to recover from that. I'm just going to say.
Just take a drink of water. You'll be fine.
Okay. The Twitter, I guess. Let's not grab the cords there. That'd be bad. Mookie's Groove, who we spoke of earlier, says that I have to repeat a line from the Batman and Robin movie on the podcast.
It's the worst movie to...
Well, it's because it's the best line, you know. Mm. It's because Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze is one of the greatest miscastings of all time.
Oh my god, yes.
And he comes on, everybody freeze!
You don't want to kill the dinosaurs? The Ice Age!
The Ice Age! Everybody chill!
Cool story!
It makes me want to go watch that movie right now.
Don't do it.
I used to love watching that movie just to laugh at that shit.
Oh,
so
God.
Wait, that one was Mr. Freeze and Two-Face, right?
No
Two-Face and Riddler. Two-Face and Riddler were in the same one. It was Mr. Freeze and...
Poison Ivy and Bane.
Yeah. And Bane.
Yeah.
So. Was he in that one?
Yeah.
Bane?
Yeah.
Bane, and all he did was go...
Oh, yeah, that was a wrestler, wasn't it?
He was supposed to be a Mexican wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, in the Street Fighter movie, was it Charlie was Guile? Or no, Blanca?
Blanca was Charlie.
Yeah.
No, it was the movie.
And E. Honda was Hawaiian.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, Hawaiian.
Yeah.
But no, Charlie's name is actually
Carlos. All American Guile was from Belgium.
Yes. Well, of course, and he had the American flag on his arm.
Right.
Yep.
I'm going to come in here and the rest of my career will be USA movies.
Okay, USA.
Anyway.
Sorry, blood sport.
Mookie's Groove also says, as simple as Terraria is, I love the game and it's addicting. I've never played that game.
If I could use a controller, I would probably play the crap out of it.
Yeah,
if they
don't
release
like
a demo,
PC,
I would definitely play the demo and check it out, but they won't release a demo, so...
Stupid, no demos. The Immortal also says, I know exactly what you mean, the adventure aspect is really addicting.
Of?
Terraria.
Oh.
Get with it!
Mookie's Groove posted about the Gabe Newell EA... on Steam bit. He said, woot, 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 can't we be friends? Sam in Seattle says, why couldn't Helen Keller drive? Take a guess.
Because there weren't any cars when she was born?
Because she's a woman.
Because there weren't any cars. That's awesome.
Well, Drew nailed it, because she's a woman, apparently.
Wow, that's wrong. I shouldn't have said that.
And then Mookie's Groove.
Brian and I went back and forth on a couple of those, and they're just wrong. Yeah.
Mookie's Groove said again that he wants everybody to freeze. Everybody freeze!
There's got to be a soundboard for that. Come on.
I was looking for it earlier. I couldn't find it. I mean, it's like the lines from that movie should be a soundboard in and of itself.
Yeah. So,
D-Hoof says, what do you think has been the biggest sleeper hit of 2011 so far?
Sleeper or unexpected?
Sleeper, that's the question.
Alright.
As far as sales goes, or as far as we're like, man, this game is awesome?
I don't know. It's not that specific.
As far as, man, this game is awesome, Shadows of the Damned, because it didn't sell worth a shit.
I will probably agree with you on that one.
Like, I haven't played it.
I that would have been my answer to that. But in terms of unexpected hit, I'm going to go with Catherine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I implied that.
Well, it only sold 64,000 copies. Catherine only sold 64,000 copies, remember?
That's still good for Atlas.
Yep. That's the best.
But that's still not good for a sleeper hit.
Yeah, you can't really call that a sleeper hit.
Black Ops. Wait, that was...
A sleeper hit is like Bioshock, a game that comes out, nobody knows about it, and ends up selling like a million copies. That's a sleeper hit.
Well, then you can't consider Shadows of the Damned a sleeper hit. Then.
No, I agreed with you on the fact that it was a game that it didn't expect to be good, but was good. You asked me the difference.
I don't know. Everything gets hyped nowadays.
Duke Nukem.
Yeah, that wasn't hyped at all.
Hell, I don't know.
Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, that's the one.
That's I never heard of Mortal Kombat until the day it came out.
Nope. Didn't even know they were making one.
Oh.
No. Son of a bitch.
Isn't it based on a movie? But anyway.
Isn't it based on a movie?
Indeed it is. It's based on one of the best movies ever made.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. This year is... everything that's come out, I've...
It's been expected to sell.
Yeah, it's been, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't really know of a game that wasn't expected to sell that just kind of killed. I mean, I guess...
Bastion?
You could pull an L.A. Noir, but they hyped the crap out of it, so...
Oh my god, yeah, dude, I've been knowing about L.A. Noir since 2007.
That was one of the only, like, original IPs that sold a ton.
Did I just hear you say, I've been knowing?
No.
No, not you, Drew. No.
Yes, I said that, what?
It's fine, I mean, you're from the South, so...
Yes, that's how we talk here. And
English?
And we call every soda a Coke.
I've heard about that.
We do.
Everything's a Coke. You go to the restaurant, yeah. I have a Coke. We serve Pepsi. Well, I have Coke anyways.
Well, no. Here's the typical conversation in the South. Your friend comes up, hey, man, you want Coke? Yeah, sure. What flavor? Dr. Pepper.
Wow.
Really?
We do.
You're not helping the stereo.
Fucking bunch of inbred backwards. Wow!
I was just going to say you're not helping the stereotype of being ignorant, and but John, there you go.
Okay, well, who else says Kleenex instead of tissue?
I say tissue.
You say tissue?
I say
tissue. Have you said give me a Kleenex?
When I saw that it was a box of Kleenexes, yes.
Okay, well, we do that too.
So, you mean like Sellotape? People call sticky tape Sellotape because that's a brand name.
We call it Scotch tape.
You'd call it, oh god, fucking
well, Americans. the only one that I know of that I'm guilty of is Band-Aid.
Yeah, Band-Aid.
Yeah, Band-Aid.
Because I don't ask for an adhesive strip.
Yeah, it's not like I go around saying, can I have a Trojan?
I say that shit.
No, you say, can I have a Magnum? That's different.
I thought you guys called them sodas.
Well, it's
certain places
on where you're at.
Yeah, where you're at. Some people call them soda. Some people call them pop.
Some people call them soda pop.
Yeah,
we call it pop. We call it fizzy drink or pop over here. But
you really use the word fizzy?
Pretty much.
Did you just make fun of Americans and you call it fizzy pop? What are you? What are you, five? What are you, five? You got some pop rocks too, motherfucker?
Sometimes we call them fountain drinks.
Beverages.
That's what we ask for when we go to the expensive restaurant. I'd like a fountain drink.
Cincinnati, it's pop.
Yeah.
People say, you want a pop? Yeah, fine, I'll pick a pop.
You freaking Midwesterners.
Pretty much all everybody in the South, like Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, like even to Texas, they call, like, can I get a Coke?
It's because Coke is based in Atlanta. Bad.
It's just brand recognition. It's brand recognition.
It's because that's where Coke is. I mean, Coke is in Atlanta.
Yeah, it's in Atlanta. The world of Coke is in Atlanta.
Anyway.
So So I'm looking back at my list of completed games. I'm not seeing anything. I mean, Bulletstorm didn't sell well. I don't know. Portal 2 was hyped to shit. Brink didn't sell well.
Nope.
I give up.
No. I'd say if you're just going to go for the sleeper definition of game you didn't expect to be good, I'd probably go with Shadows.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, next question comes from Tortellini1. He says, my brother and I were talking about piracy, and he said piracy is just like borrowing music or games from someone. Your thoughts?
Borrowing it forever?
Yeah, borrowing it and then never giving it back.
Yeah. So, are you familiar with the concept of cognitive dissonance?
I heard that one before, felt that phrase before.
Yeah. Well, essentially it means that you try to, you know, you don't believe you're a thief. But you're a fucking pirate, so you come up with some way to justify it to yourself. Well, it's like borrowing a game.
You know what the pirates actually did is very similar to borrowing games and movies. They just borrowed gold from people and then never gave it back.
And women.
And they, yeah, and land and ships. And they pretty much everything else. And just never gave it back or asked if they could borrow it.
Yeah, they would just borrow and then forget to return.
So he's like that friend that you have.
Yeah.
He's not really a friend.
I've had a couple of people, like one of my old roommates, he basically said it was like he was playing the demo of the game.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Well, that only works if you actually go out and buy it.
Yeah.
Let's say that's what happened with Dragon Age 2. He said, I'm just seeing if I want to buy it. And then he beat Dragon Age 2, pirate's copy.
No, I want to buy it now.
I said, you're still going to go buy it? Nah. Oh.
Yeah, that's I've heard every excuse in the book.
It'd be pretty funny if, like, every pirated copy of a game, you couldn't make it to the final boss.
They did that, actually, with Earthbound. There was pirated cartridges of Earthbound, and when you got to the final boss, it would cut off.
I like, what was the one company that did the, if you're playing a pirated copy, it just plays this really high-pitched, annoying sound while you're playing it?
I don't know.
Oh, that was Michael Jackson's Experience.
Yeah, the Michael Jackson game. Like, it would just play this really high-pitched, loud, obnoxious sound while you were playing a pirated copy.
That sounds awesome, though.
I still like Rockstar's attempt at piracy, and they set it up so if you're playing a pirated copy, you couldn't glide. So you obviously can't do parts of the game if you can't glide. And some guy who'd pirated went on the forums before the game was released saying, what's wrong with the game? I can't glide. That's because you pirated the game. You
Wait, which game was this?
Batman.
It's Rocksteady for Arkham Asylum.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sorry, yeah.
Man, that kind of kills the game, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, shit, it does.
You know what's funny is... There, on that same vein, but in the music front, there was a band. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the band called Guster.
Yeah.
Guster, they had an album in the early 2000s that came out, and it was right when, you know, music downloading was hitting its highest point.
Napster.
And so what they did sneakily was they released... pirate copies of all the songs on their new album online, so you could download them. But when you downloaded them, it was just the lead singer meowing the melody along to all the songs. So it was like meow 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 meow. It was awesome.
Awesome. That's clever.
I would totally want that though.
It was pretty awesome.
Key134 says, the Resistance 3 beta is quite fun. I play it mostly for the story, but it's good to know they've improved the multiplayer.
There's a story in Resistance?
No.
Oh, stop. That's not even good trolling.
That's standard trolling.
Yeah, that's just the way it goes. The next one is D-Hoof. He says, I have 8 games pre-ordered for the next 2 months, and I don't know why, because I'm going to be playing the MGS HD collection the entire time.
This is true.
Well, cancel your pre-orders then.
Just wait till they drop in price.
That's probably the best thing to do, is that pick you 2 games. That's what I'm doing. Pick 2 games that you're going to play this holiday season. Let them be kind of long. Skyrim, that will take me forever. Dark Souls, that will take me forever. Play those 2 games until you finish them, and guess what? It'll be 2013, and those games will be cheap as shit that you wanted to play before.
Where it's going to take you an entire year?
Yeah. Oh, God. Are you kidding me? I still haven't beat Demon's Souls.
Yeah, wait. Same here.
Dude, okay. Most people haven't beat Demon's Souls. Most people haven't beat the first boss.
There's a boss? You can actually get to a boss in that game?
There's quite a few there, Slick.
Yeah. Trust me.
I thought it was just one skeleton who just bends you over and keeps jamming his sword up your pooper.
Well,
no, that's just the first 3 hours.
All right, next, Sam in Seattle says, any word if MGS Rising will be shown at PAX? Oh, no. You'd be lucky,
if that to be shown next year at E3.
You'd be lucky if that hits retail.
The Konami presser for E3. I'm thinking that game is pretty far off.
He also says, what else should I check out at PAX? Batman. Because that's probably going to be the only thing there. PAX doesn't have everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
So Sony won't be there. Activision won't be there.
I'd say check out Borderlands 2 if you're interested.
Yeah, 2K, yes. 2K should be there. So.
2K, I think 2K is going to be there. They've got a lot of stuff planned, and Ubisoft is going to be there, so you can check out the new Assassin's Creed game, probably.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I would check out The Darkness 2 as well, because it'll be at 2K's booth with Borderlands.
Darkness is spreading.
Tables of Terran Darkness.
That's right. Mookie's Groove says, my game night is every Wednesday and Thursday night, Saudi time. It's Saudi duty time.
Wow. The sad part is he doesn't know what that means.
No, he doesn't, but that's okay.
Hell, John doesn't know what that means.
No, John has no idea. You know what? Half of our listeners don't even know what that means. So, I'm sorry. Half is a small number.
That's a half a person?
No.
We have what? What do we determine now? We have 7 listeners, so that's like 3.5 listeners that don't know.
Yeah, I would say all 7 of them don't know. GrayF34 says, heard you all talking about trophies. I don't have that much, but I'm on level 14, 55% over 1,613 platinums.
Oh, I think he's trying to hustle me a little bit here.
I think so, because I think all that combined beats everybody on the show.
That's not true, because I don't have that many platinums, but I have a shit ton of trophies, and I'm level 14.
Well, besides you. That's like comparing achievements with me. Yeah, that don't count. Just saying. He also says you should check out the music from Grandia 2. They had some epic music in that game also.
Yeah, unfortunately Grandia 2 came out at the same time as Skies of Arcadia.
They were both on the Dreamcast too.
Yeah, and of the two, there was no way I was going to spend more time in Grandia.
Which one did I play? Grandia 3? I can't remember.
That was on PS2, right?
Yes.
Actually, I think I still got it sitting here.
Sam in Seattle says, I just want to give props to Shanghai 6. It's inspiring seeing a gamer in the military. I really respect that guy.
Oh, yeah.
We really respect that guy, too.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
He's a rocking guy.
Uh-huh.
Also, it was Grandia, too.
He says, he has encouraged me unknowingly to join the Marine Corps. I'll soon be a Marine and a gamer boot camp in January.
Wow.
Ouch. Nice. Have fun at boot camp, man.
Yeah, for real.
I could not handle that. I have respect for anybody who can. I think I'd just fall down and cry or something.
I'm bringing the video camera.
I'm not going.
But if you ever do, I'm bringing the video camera.
Yeah, well, then you can just keep it in the closet. He also says, I know it's random. I'm just so proud to be able to serve God, country, and people as Shanghai 6 has, and serve as a gamer.
Wow.
There you go. Good luck, sir.
Yeah,
good luck, sir. Fixer wanted to post a picture of a controller that he bought. He's a sucker for cool-looking controllers. It's the Gears of War 3. You know, that's pretty slick.
Let me guess. Red and black.
Well, of course it's red and black.
And brown, because, you know, that game's brown.
No, it's not brown. It's just red and black, and it has the skull on the right-hand side. It does look cool, though. It's a slick-looking controller. I can't tell if it's got the new D-pad or not, though.
Surely to God it has to.
Yeah. It looks like it does.
I don't know. Looks cool, though.
Yeah.
I'd never buy it, but it looks cool.
You know what we didn't talk about during the news is that they announced a new Steel Battalion game.
That was, like, forever ago. They announced that last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
For Kinect?
Kinect?
Yeah, they announced it last year at TGS.
Oh, shit. All right, never mind.
Hey, pay attention.
Damn, Drew.
That was Master Shake. That wasn't me.
That was not Master Shake.
I told you I couldn't do his voice, but I tried.
Oh, please stop
so that
trying.
Was you doing Master Shake, making fun of me. You're not my friend anymore.
Damn, Wombat, you're still typing that paragraph. I'm going to tell you that
I
right
know
now.
It. I tell you, God, he's writing the next Dragon Age book.
Dragon Age book or Dragon Age fan fiction?
Damn.
Oh, fan fiction's right, better.
Fanfic.
And that's all the
he's
tweets.
He's writing his Alistair fanfic.
Oh, let's stop right. It. That's all the tweets. So that's all that I have in my disappearing, reappearing performance.
Oh, there you go.
So I think that's the closest you'll ever get to having an episode without me. So I hope you enjoyed that.
I enjoyed it.
I'm sure you did.
I was scared the entire time.
I was kind of curious. I thought about putting the headphones on and just walking around to see if anybody said anything about me because I'm, you know. Paranoid.
Like we record the show, right?
What's that?
I said, you know, we record the show, right? So you could have just listened to the show.
I don't listen to the show.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm really the only person who actually listens to it.
I spent no, 2 hours doing it, man. I don't want to listen to it again.
I can't do that.
I hate the sound of my own voice.
So
I feel too weird listening to it. I don't need to listen to it?
There's something weird about it. Although when we have some really funny stuff, sometimes I go back, like when we get Gambus on a roll or something. I'll go back and listen to that part because it makes me laugh again. But other than that, no. Well, Gambus, sometimes you say some things and you don't understand what you said, and that's why we laugh so hard.
Yeah, same here.
Case in point.
Yep.
Anyway, I always go back to the Final Fantasy comment. That one just that I couldn't leave in the show, unfortunately.
Which Final Fantasy comment?
Oh, I can't.
Oh no, I remember.
Yeah,
it now.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember it now. With the guy, yeah.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah, that was an all-time classic.
That was one of the two that I recall. Which the other one I'll tell you after the show's over. But anyway, reviews. Do we have any reviews?
We do, actually.
Oh, awesome.
We have two.
Awesome.
Sweet.
All right.
Sweet so teriyaki.
We got one right here. It's a 5-star review by Rowdy Main.
I think Rowdy Roddy Piper?
It says Rowdy, M-A-N-E.
Rowdy so, Main.
Rowdy Main. Rowdy Main. Anyway, says the title is Every Show. And it says, hey, you guys have got to get Give Me That Money Boy at least one time every show. That's gangsta.
Better give me that money, boy. I mean, I'll be glad to say it every show, but y'all got to be paying me, man, because I ain't going to be doing it for nothing, man. But give me that money, and I'll say it every time you want me to, boy.
If you make that more high-pitched, it will be MCP pants.
That's right.
Do we really want MCP pants? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Did you ever listen to him? It's like listening to cats scratching on a chalkboard. It's terrible.
But he's a fly.
No, he's not.
He's a giant spider wearing a disposable diaper.
That's right. Or a cow.
Or a cow. All right, and the second review is from JStone800, and his title is Greatness. It's 5 stars. Says, I've been new to the whole podcast thing for about 3 months now, and the show is great. I've recently purchased Baseball All-Stars 2 for my PS3 and purchased it because of the recommendation I heard on the show. Well, thank you.
Good job, Drew.
It's a great game. I purchased Toy Soldiers Cold War because it looked cool and your review was spot on.
Yay!
Way to go, John. Tropico for you.
It says, Feel free to add me on your Xbox or PS3 friends. My ID is the same for both systems, JStone800. Thanks again for the great show.
Awesome.
Should we give out our IDs so if people do want to add us?
Again?
They can. Well, we do it every so often, don't we?
Yeah, I need to add somebody because I well, Ken knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because it happened to him.
What?
We'll talk about it after the show. I don't know if he listens to this.
Anyway, Jason, you want to do your shout-outs?
Yes. I'll give a shout-out to the Red Sun Gamer podcast. They're really awesome. If you like to listen about Japanese video gaming, it's the podcast to listen to. And I'd like to give a shout-out to the Front Tours Gamer podcast. Shanghai Six is a really awesome host, and he has a lot of cool people on there all the time. And one more shout-out. What's interesting, this past Wednesday, Michael and myself, we were going to record a podcast, and Michael was real busy with the GamesCon footage and stuff like that. And I was just, you know, on the Xbox 360 and, you know, just messing around. I was about ready to turn everything off. I had my laptop right next to me, and I still had it on and everything. I was about ready to turn everything off, but then all of a sudden I heard the Skype ringing, and I looked over, and it was Johnny Millennium.
Snap. Is he actually real?
Snap. Yes.
It was
to collect.
It was the happy console gamer. If anybody who's listening is not familiar with Johnny Millennium and the happy,
we're all familiar now.
We've been familiar for months.
He goes by the title of happy console gamer on YouTube, and it's a great, really awesome video game YouTube show. I mean, he's got like tens of thousands of subscribers.
Yeah.
That watch his videos, and his videos have like a lot of like really good editing, and a lot of it's pretty professional looking. It's really cool.
Oh, I get it. You saw our Toy Soldiers video, and just you're trying to rub it in, huh?
No, I actually didn't. I didn't see the video, but I'll check it out. But me and Johnny, we actually had a we talked for like 45 minutes about, you know, podcasting and stuff like that, and he would like to be a guest on our show, and he invited me onto the All Gen Gamers podcast, so that might be coming down the pipe here in the future.
Sometime in the next 5 years.
Yeah. So big shout out to Giant Millennium and the All Gen Gamers podcast.
Yeah, I've watched some of his YouTube stuff. He's actually a pretty good guy.
All right, well, yep. I guess that is all, unless anybody has anything else. Nope. So our community manager doesn't have anything.
Shit.
Okay. Well, there you go. Right.
Are we done?
Jesus, are you in a hurry?
No, I was just asking.
Okay. Yeah, we're done. So, Gambus, if you'd like to return to your duties.
Return to my bed because I'm running on 3 hours of sleep.
Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Duty.
Can't wait for that Modern Warfare.
Duty.
Modern Warfare! Yeah. Don't give me a tag that says I like smoking weed.
You know, if you want to see some of the best Call of Duty players, go to whywasibanned.com and see all the Call of Duty players who've been banned.
Okay, so Gambus.
Okay.
And on that note, it goes something like this.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Oh, you can! It's me, Mario!
Zero Dollar.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
the Wombat. And Killer Wolverine. Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.